Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
Something deadly is happening on American streets. Xylazine, a chemical normally used as a horse tranquilizer, is being mixed into illegal drugs. Xylazine has been around for a while, but over the last year, authorities are seeing it turn up in higher quantities all over the U.S., mixed into fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drugs.
I'm deeply concerned about what this threat means for the nation.
That's U.S. drug czar Rahul Gupta. In recent weeks, he's been sounding the alarm. He even acknowledged public health experts and police are mostly in the dark about why this latest drug threat is happening.
Testing for xylazine is uneven across the United States, which makes it hard to get the national picture. Many communities are not even aware of this threat in their backyard.
And for people like Casey in Dover, Delaware, using drugs tainted with xylazine increased dependency and suffering.
People who are in this are just getting sucked further and further and further, and it just feels kind of hopeless right now.
Coming up, xylazine is making addiction deadlier and harder to escape. How are authorities tackling this problem? It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Juana Summers. It's Thursday, June 15th.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit TeladocHealth.com/What's Your Why for more information. That's TeladocHealth/What's Your Why.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's Consider This from NPR. When new street drugs emerge, they often blaze a path of destruction before policy experts and authorities even know what hit them. The latest one, xylazine. Brian Mann is our addiction correspondent. He's been reporting on the mysterious and deadly rise of the drug in communities across the country. I mean, Brian, for many of our listeners, this is possibly the first time they've even heard of xylazine. So just to get started, what is it, and when did we start to see it appear in street drugs here in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a bit of a complicated picture, but xylazine, which is known on the streets as tranq, is a chemical that veterinarians have used for years with horses as a horse tranquilizer, and it has popped up occasionally here and there as something that's been abused on the streets, but all of a sudden, tranq or xylazine has just exploded. We've seen a lot more of it in the South and the West, where it was, you know, nearly unheard of before. And one of the startling realities here, Juana, is that we track street drugs so poorly in the U.S. that it's hard to know exactly why this is happening, why xylazine started surfacing in so many places, spreading so quickly. I spoke about this with Dr. Nabarun Dasgupta at the University of North Carolina, who tests street drugs collected from communities around the U.S.
We only find out about what's in the street drug supply when it's too late, when people are either dead or arrested.
And so that's what's happening now. People are turning up in emergency rooms all over the country with terrible injuries from this chemical.
Can you tell us a little more about that? I mean, what does xylazine do to a person who encounters it as they're taking some sort of street drug?
Yeah, this is devastating. You know, let me start by saying with the help of our colleagues at Delaware Public Media, we were able to connect with two people on the street struggling with fentanyl addiction, and they're finding xylazine in the drugs they buy.
It just eats your skin away and you just have a hole, and then it leaves a scar.
NPR agreed not to use Jessica's last name. She turned up at a harm reduction van on a street in Newcastle, Delaware, with bandages on her legs from xylazine-related wounds, which she says are really hard to treat.
Because it goes fast. It just literally eats your skin away.
Xylazine also makes it much harder to revive people after fentanyl overdoses. And the chemical adds another layer of intense addiction and cravings. KC uses street fentanyl in Dover, Delaware, and says xylazine is making addiction deadlier and harder to escape.
People who are in this are just getting sucked further and further and further, and it just feels kind of hopeless right now.
And this is so new, Juana, this chemical being in the streets and hitting people, that researchers are still scrambling to understand why exactly xylazine does so much harm to the body. This is new, and the medical science for how to treat it and help people is still evolving.
So, Brian, I mean, that raises a lot of questions for me. One big one, what are policymakers and experts that you're talking to telling you about how and why xylazine is being added to fentanyl and other sorts of street drugs?
So one of the things that's startling about this is that it's kind of a mystery. You know, we've spoken to the Drug Enforcement Administration, some of the top experts on street drugs around the country, and nobody really knows why this is happening or why it's spreading so quickly. One thing we do know about fentanyl, right, which is the main drug that's killing people in the U.S., is that it's so powerful. Drug dealers and cartels have to cut it with other substances, diluting its strength effectively. So one theory is that maybe xylazine just caught on suddenly as a good option because in the past, this chemical hasn't been regulated very aggressively. Here's Dr. Nora Volkov, who's head of the National Institute of Drug Addiction.
Xylazine is a perfect filler. It's basically very, very cheap. On top of that, it may be enhancing the duration of these drugs.
But again, why so many drug dealers suddenly started including this ingredient in their street drugs right now, that's still a mystery.
And I mean, Brian, that raises a question then about regulation. I mean, for years, fentanyl was charting this deadly path through communities across the country, and that was long before it became a target for enforcement and interdiction efforts. Are authorities and government agencies already too late when it comes to tackling the xylazine problem?
I think the government, the Biden administration, and state officials around the country are pretty open about the fact that they are once again playing catch up here, right? They're just now trying to lock down the xylazine sort of ecosystem, the supply chain, which had been pretty unregulated in the past. And so, I think this is another instance where we only realized there was a problem once a lot of people were being hurt badly.
I mean, you mentioned the Biden administration. Are there plans for the administration to act to do more, for Congress to do more, to the degree that federal lawmakers can, to help squelch this?
You know, the Biden administration has done some things to try to improve the tracking of street drugs, new drugs coming online around the country, and also to better track overdoses. But the system is still really primitive, Juana. I mean, you compare it, for example, to what we saw during the COVID pandemic, when you could really tell when and where hotspots were, where people were getting sick. Well, we just don't have anything like that for street drugs. And so one of the things that's alarming about this moment with the xylazine surge is people are worrying about what might come next, right? What new synthetic drugs that could be even more deadly and more dangerous that we could see next. Here's Dr. Rahul Gupta. He heads the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. And he says, you know, this could be a sign of things to come.
We're also looking ahead to what potentially come after xylazine as an additive to fentanyl in order to get in front of the next additive in the drug supply.
So again, this is a frightening moment with xylazine, but other deadlier drugs could emerge in the future. In fact, experts say they think that's really likely. And unfortunately, the most likely way that we'll find out when that's happening is when, once again, more people turn up in emergency rooms or in morgues in communities around the U.S.
So, Brian, given
everything that you've just laid out here, what would it look like if authorities and policy experts actually got ahead of this before another drug causes the type of destruction that we've seen from xylazine and fentanyl?
So one of the answers here is just sort of a policy shift. Right now, there are, in fact, law enforcement agencies around the U.S. that are testing for what drugs are on the streets. But a lot of time, that information remains kind of siloed off in different communities and different places. It's not being shared with the public health community. And so that's one thing I hear from experts is if there were some kind of mandated reporting system where the police in Los Angeles or in Baltimore would say, look, here's something new that we're finding, and feed that information in real time into some kind of national database, that could be a game changer. Another thing people say they want to see more experimentation with is wastewater testing, where you can actually test the wastewater in a city or even in a rural community, and that can show a lot of new chemicals that are coming online. So there are possible policy responses, but so far those just haven't gained traction in Congress or in most state governments around the U.S.
That was NPR's Brian Mann, who covers addiction. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Juana Summers.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with their original podcast, Choiceology, hosted by Katie Milkman, an award-winning behavioral scientist and author of the best-selling book, How to Change. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind people's decisions. Hear true stories from Nobel laureates, authors, athletes, and more about why people do the things they do. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.